With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. Many producers are getting equipment ready to head to the field, and some producers even have some crop in the ground. We'll have details on what's happening in Central North Dakota, but first a word from our sponsor.
Let's talk about my good friends at Riverside Building Center in Lisbon, the Tri-State's premier manufacturer of one-piece movable homes. They take the hassle out of home building. They have lots of unique floor plans to choose from, or you can custom design your own. You'll work with the same person from the start to the finish, and Riverside Building Center delivers these premier homes from Minnesota to Montana. Stop by today to see these beautiful homes or visit them online anytime at rbclisbon.com, where you can buy everything from a hammer to a house. That's rbclisbon.com.
Ag Construction Pros, we have a solution for your hauling problems. We help eliminate the haulback and the box shoveling for good. Horn Plastic Superside plastic liners are custom made for your dump truck or trailer, helping you haul more loads and dump faster. Super Slide liners also reduce wear and protect your equipment. Super Slide plastic liners are UV stabilized and durable enough to withstand year-round use. Don't shovel sticky wet loads from your box. Eliminate the problem with Super Slide. Contact Horn Plastics today to find out how Super Slide liners can make you money. Online at HornPlastics.com.
Many producers are preparing equipment to head to the field. Alicia Harstead with NDSU Extension's Dunsman County talks more about spring planting progress in Central North Dakota going into the holiday weekend.
Well, there has been a little bit of wheat that's been going out, not quite, I wouldn't say we really have the big spring push yet, but so there's been a little bit of activity out there, a little bit more out in the western part of the county than on the eastern side of the county.
She says after years of being too wet and many acres being prevent planted last spring, she's hopeful producers can return to a more normal crop rotation.
One thing I'm really hoping is that we can get back to having going by our crop rotation, if you will. Because last year everybody got kind of their backs against the wall and there ended up being a lot of soybeans just because it got way too late to put anything else in. And so I'm really hoping that we can kind of get back into a crop rotation and see more corn acres that we weren't able to plant last year.
With a look at your top Ag News headlines from across the region, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. Be sure to subscribe to the Growing Harvest Ag Network podcast, available on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts.